Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I basically want to gag you out with my perfume.
Whoa, that's not good. This is a family show.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Girl.
Oh, I have such a story for you in the big show.
Ooh.
A big mistake. Huge.
Big show. It's caught on and I love it. Hi, girl. Hi.
I'll give you a tease.
Cutie.
I gave myself a very nasty infection.
Oh, my God. She goes, I'm going to save the story for the big show. For those of you just tuning in, this is the pregame. We answer your guys' question. Aaron does cute laughs like that. It's my favorite laugh of hers. And then we have a big show on Thursday. Please tune in if you haven't before. Or don't, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. The people like it, you know? Travis is listening. Travis is commenting and understanding that we were 2 months ago out in front of everything. We won't inundate this pregame with Taylor Swift, Travis conversations.
No.
We'll save that for the big show.
Right.
But
where's our invite to Sub-Zero or Frozen Zero or wherever they're going after?
Zero Bond?
Yeah.
I've got some Sub-Z refrigerators. That's as close as I'm getting there.
Jeez, we're like the only ones not in that suite last night. You're welcome, you guys. God, Tom Young's in there. I mean, there's so many people in that suite except for Aaron and Carissa from the Calm Down podcast. By the way, because we have so many fans, how much would our fan base have died if we were back there taking
just
pictures?
Waving.
Does anyone have any other chicken fingers in here?
You know? Oh, shit. It's good stuff. Oh, by the way, you know what Travis did with the coaches when Jason put up
yes.
the picture of all the NFL
yes.
coaches? Like, which ones can you name? That would be me in the suite. There's a reason that I don't work in entertainment anymore. Half those people, first of all, are half my age, and I couldn't pick them out of a lineup. But anyways, the stars were out. Mm. You know what? And cute little Zach Wilson, good for you.
Yes!
For not letting that be a runaway. You and I were texting about it.
I know.
We will get into more of week 4 in the big show.
Okay.
In the meantime, let's do this. We're doing pregame questions. First and foremost, we've got Cassandra Widget. What competition show would you both be good at? I'm thinking Amazing Race. And you know what, Cassandra? You're right. I have always wanted to go on Amazing Race. Are you kidding me? We would be phenomenal at this.
I think we would be better on Shazam.
I don't even know what that is.
Like, I don't know if it's still around, but you beat Shazam in recognizing the song.
Oh, I'd be terrible at that.
No,
you would
wouldn't.
Be fantastic. I would, no, this is what I would do. I would go, I know this song, but I don't know the name. Like, for every song, I would say, I don't know the name. You pick up on even like 3 notes of a song and you start singing it.
Yeah.
Like me saying train, like, and you know, I couldn't tell you what a train song was, but when you sang it, do it.
That's why Steve and I get along. Hey. Amazing Race. The reason why I wouldn't do a good job on that show is, I'm sorry, do you not have a Four Seasons or a Ritz here? I'm not doing this. I'm not visiting this community.
You are a hotel snob, but you have every right to be, considering the fact that you spent your whole life on the road. I just love the idea of grabbing the passport and not knowing where to go and having to use the clues. Oh, yeah.
Nope. No. You and Jarrett would be good. I think Steve and I then would go do the music show.
You on Shazam and Jarrett and I will hit the road with the passport.
I love
Although we won't be able to get through TSA. My status is still pending.
Hurry up.
I'm not kidding. Is anyone at TSA listen to this podcast?
A fan of the show?
Because I could use some help. I've been in the queue for a while.
This is
and it's
nuts.
Not a good place to be. Okay, you're up, girl.
Oh, I love this. Styled and lovely. I love it even more because we can read it. Can we do a PSA about not wearing heavy perfumes to the gym? I actually think Carissa and I are the wrong people to say that to.
Yeah.
We walk around with our perfume. I basically want to gag you out with my perfume. I'm sorry.
That's not good. This is a family show.
This is crazy.
Crazy.
I'll save that for the big show. You know?
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I spray perfume on myself before I go to bed at night, even when I'm not with Steve. Like the
in case someone finds her dead.
Yeah. The underwear might be dirty, but I smell great on top. Fragrance on top. Not so nice. I'm kidding. I smell great all the way around after my seventh shower.
She does.
I will say this though, to sweet little style and styled and lovely. I want to do a PSA on women not wearing all the makeup to the gym.
Yeah, that's
like,
crazy.
Where are we going?
Crazy.
And then it's dripping down.
I know.
And we've got the like, isn't that bad for your skin?
I just burped in my mouth. I was watching this woman this weekend in the Dallas gym do an extensive squat routine with a full face of makeup. And I was a salty swordfish because I had a massive bullet hole wound on my face. And felt like I owed it to the city of Dallas, Texas, to put a little bit of concealer on it while I worked out. And I was so upset about it because I was like, I just want to be fresh face. I want to let this thing breathe.
And you put on concealer to go to the gym?
I had a massive wound on my face.
Was it that you were worried you were going to run into someone you knew
like,
in
the
elevator on the way down?
No, I just felt bad. And you know, the team is staying there and I don't need to run into Coach Belichick. And it's just like, oh my God, are you okay? You're bleeding. No, coach, this is just a wound I've had on my face for 2 months. Fine. It's great. How's the season?
Well, not good yesterday. Yowzas. Kenna Wojcik. Kenna Wojcik.
Sure.
All-time favorite memory with each other. Oh, gosh. I can't pinpoint one. I would just say laughing. Like, no one makes me laugh harder. Erin's the funniest gal I know. Vacations are always good.
So good.
Us, we don't do enough of them. But, yeah, also now that Mac's in the world, like, just sitting on your couch with him. This is me at Erin's house. I'm like, give me your baby. Like,
fine.
Poor girl just walked in the door.
Can I leave?
And, like, has only seen her kid for 5 minutes. And I'm like, I will be doing bath time,
great,
bedtime, and everything.
All
in
the time.
So, yeah, a lot of favorite memories together. I can't name one.
I won't go into it, but we had a really fun, wacky, wild time in Montana once. Just the two of us in my living room. So that was a lot.
It was wild. Where are we?
All right, anonymous. That should have been anonymous. I'm a single lady debating hiring a matchmaker instead of a traditional dating site. Any advice or tips on this? Mm. Go.
Well, all things dating, head over here. How about me and Steve running into Terry at the airport today? You know, I'm going to save it for the big show because this is a story worth telling. Steve, pay attention. You're almost up to finish this story. Here's a tease. When you run into the family of your ex-girlfriend, you do the math.
I forgot.
Yeah. That's a tease. All right, stay with us.
But if you want anonymous for us to set you up with someone, tell us. We'll talk about it on the podcast, and it will come true.
In your Travis and Kelsey.
Wildest dreams. There are some funny memes, man. We're like, and Swifties, I'm not talking bad about you because I am one, so don't you dare come after me. There was like a Swiftie in the parking lot with a made-up Kelsey jersey, and it was spelled K-E-L-S-E-Y.
Oh, they're trying.
They're
adorable. By the way, Roger Goodell needs to write a letter saying, thank you, Travis. Can you imagine the female audience on Sunday or even on your guys' game the Sunday before, the influx of females?
Maddie McGowan, 14.
Wait, hold on. I want to answer. Sorry.
Go.
I got sidetracked. Weird. Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Anonymous. I've never used a dating app, but I was approached by a matchmaker lady and I went on a couple dates with guys that she set me up on. And I have to say,
really,
they obviously didn't pan out, but I liked the service. Like you don't pay. The guys are the ones that pay for the service. And then she sets those paying customers. It sounds like a real
Was this Heidi
pretty
Fleisch?
Woman transaction.
Who's that?
But it's not. It's not. There was no sexual services exchange. I mean, those were voluntary. I never got that far. But I loved the idea of it, of the guys being vetted out. Because I felt safe doing that. I only went on a couple. And then I was like, okay, maybe I should just go like, I don't know, out on my own. All by myself. Imagine if I warmed up, how good that would sound. Anywho, anonymous, do it. I am all for trying all the things and putting yourself out there responsibly. Okay.
Yep.
Next.
Maddie McGowan, 14, baseball hat forwards or backwards on your man?
I like both. I love a switch up. I love a backwards hat. Turn around, flip it and reverse it. Oh my God. I saw the funniest meme. This guy, they're not a meme. This, the internet sometimes is so
crazy.
Freaking great.
I can't stop burping.
It said, hold on. I got to read it. Don't worry. I did screenshot it. Can we also talk in the big show about the amount of screenshots that I have in my phone? They're crazy. Robbie Strand with this little thing. He said, McDonald's called out order 369 and I yelled out, damn, she's fine. And no one laughed or danced.
Okay, that's annoying.
Where America's at right now. That's hysterical.
For sure.
Order 369. And you're fine. Suck it to me one more time. That's funny. How many times can I say funny? What was the question?
Guy with a hat backwards or forward?
Both.
Yeah.
I like a switch up.
I do too.
Steve does his hair. And then I also like a casual like hat backwards, like hoodie, some Air Maxes. Stay a while.
Stay
Jordans.
A while.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We're not going to stay any longer here.
Thank God.
Because we're going to go record the big show. And then we will see you guys Thursday. Friendly reminder, thank you guys for submitting all questions, comments, and concerns. And as demonstrated earlier, we do accept anonymous questions.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to make a Finsta. Howie also talked to me again this week about our podcast. Every time I
see him. He can't be annoyed. We had Greg Olson on, who's fantastic.
He goes, I don't know what's going on in your guys' minds. You know what, Howie? Get over here. Thanks, everyone. This has been The Pregame. See you Thursday. Love you all. Bye.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.